Stacey Abrams, We Need to Stop Her Litigating Past Elections. By Joshua Kaplan on January 23, 2020. Failed Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, D, told college students on Wednesday that the time has come to stop relitigating past elections, even as she has yet to formally concede her defeat to Governor Brian Kemp, R, in 2018. We have to stop relitigating past elections and have to start planning for future elections, Abrams told the crowd at the University of New England in Portland, Maine, before adding that she would jump at the opportunity to serve in an administration led by any 2020 Democrat and called the field an extraordinary crop of candidates. Abrams lost the race for governor by roughly 55,000 votes and has since repeatedly blamed the result on voter suppression efforts allegedly from Kemp. Several Democrat presidential candidates have claimed that the election was unfair and Abrams should be leading the state today. Stacey Abrams ought to be the governor of Georgia, Buttigieg told Democratic National Committee's African American Leadership Summit in June. When racially motivated voter suppression is permitted, when districts are drawn so that politicians get to choose their voters instead of the other way around, when money is allowed to outvote people in this country, we cannot truly say we live in a democracy, he added. In August 2019, Abrams launched a voter protection advocacy group in 20 states called Fair Fight 2020. We have to fix those laws because as long as we have eligible American citizens who cannot cast a ballot, then the game is rigged, the Democrat told CBS This Morning at the time. Abrams' latest comments come after she failed to persuade a judge that approval 100,000 inactive voter registrations should be reinstated to Georgia's voter rolls.